ਸਲਾਖਿਆ ਚਖੋਰੁਨ ਮਿਲਿ ਸੰਜੇਨਾ ਤਸਮੈ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰਵੇ ਨਮ ਵੰਛਾ ਕੌ ਪਤਰੁਭਯਸ੍ਚ ਕ੍ਰਿਪਾ ਸਿੰਧੁਭ੍ਯੈਵ ਚ ਪਤਿਤਾਨਾਂ ਪਾਵਨੇਭ੍ਯੋ ਵੈ਷੍ਣਵੇਭ੍ਯੋ ਨਮੋ ਮਹਾਬਦਨਾਯ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪ੍ਰਦਾਯਤੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾਯ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਚੈਤਨ ਨਮਨੇ ਗੌਰਸ੍ਥਿਤੇ ਗੁਰਵੇ ਗੌਰਚੰਦ੍ਰਾਯ ਰਾਧਿਕਾਯੈ ਸਦਾਲੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾਯ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਭਕਤਾਯ ਸਦਭਕਤਾਯ I am speaking here on bhakti. What is bhakti? For this I have taken one shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami from his Chaitanya Bhakti Goswami Srimad. What I have explained in my evening class and yesterday, day before yesterday, in evening. Govind Bhakta Prabhu will speak at length the sub and substance what I told. Then I will begin. In very easy language that all can understand. अन्ना अभिलाषिता शून्य ज्ञान कर्मार्थम अनुशील कृष्ण अनुशील रूप गोस्वामी टोल्ड दैट एनीवन हैज नो नॉट अ वेरी लिटिल attachment with world, no desire at all, no desire, any desire, worldly desire. And in the other hand, if he has no Krishna prema, affection of Krishna, then what will be? It will be like zero. Try to understand. If you have no worldly desire at all, but yet you have no desire to serve Krishna, it is like zero. This is called jnana. Annihilation oneself in God. But no, don't want it. So we should be careful for this. Bhakti has so many stages. It may be that in first stage this sloka is not full speed. Not so much applicable. It may be something bhakti, but not fully bhakti. This is the first earlier stage. In that stage, it will not be called Uttama Bhakti, pure bhakti. Or bhakti, in this stage, is not pure. Mixed with so many desires, worldly, so many jnana, karma, and all other sadhana. Our heart is not improved. But we should try to develop it in the association of pure Vaishnava. Otherwise, we cannot improve. So, he is telling that only one desire should be there. Other, if you are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, but yet you are wanting something from Krishna, save me. I want a child. I have no child. I want a very beautiful wife. I want very, very beautiful husband. I want very big and palatial building. I want so many things. If you are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remember Krishna, but is still having these desires, that bhakti is not pure bhakti. But in first case, first beginning, it may be like so, but we will have to reform it. Only there be a desire, pure bhakti sutra. Oh Krishna, I don't want anything. I'm satisfied by all things you have given to me, child, wealth, reputation, or anything, money. If you have nothing, given nothing, yet I am satisfied. So I want only your bhakti, to serve you. This will be there. But if it is not so, don't be hopeless. Gradually it will come. From any seed first comes a sprout, then leaves, then branches, then more branches, more leaves, then flowers, and then after that fruit comes. So we should try to develop. But in other hand, we should always try that worldly desires should not come there. You know. Second thing is that if you want to make your bhakti pure, then be careful for karma and jnana, yoga, tapasya, and all the other things. Remember, you should try to see that without karma we cannot alive. You will have to do something. If you give up everything, then you will must die. You will have to take bath, breath. You will have to see by ears, eyes, you will have to hear from this. If you are not doing drinking water, you will die. So karma is essential. Karma means activities are essential for everyone. But try to make these activities, they should in the guidance of bhakti. They should be for bhakti. Otherwise your bhakti will hamper. You know Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother of Sanatana Goswami. He was the Prime Minister in India at that time. He was managing everything there as a Prime Minister. King used to say him, give respect. That I don't know anything about management of whole kingdom, you are doing so. But hence, Sanatana Goswami met the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. He was changed totally. King thought that he is going to give up his position. So he called him and told, why you are not looking after this kingdom, the management and everything? If you are not looking after that, everything will be ruined. So you should look after. He told that, I am not feeling well, and ill. You should try to choose any prime minister or other. I cannot do. Why? You are so healthy. You are reading Bhagavatam with so many renowned Vaishnavas, and you are not looking after my kingdom. He told us, I cannot do. Then he took him into jail, and he was prisoned there. And he went to invite Kalinga Rajya, Odisha, where Jagannath was there. Sanatana Goswami called the jailer, and in front of him he gave at that time $5,000 or golden coin. It was so much. The jailer told us, the first time I do, I cannot do anything. King will punish me. He will punish me. He again took five thousand golden coins and kept in his throne. Then he was thinking, this is not late. By this I can manage my whole life if the king comes and he rejects me. So I should take it. And he took and he left him. Sanatana Goswami was going to Vrindavan because he knew that he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. There was a very big jungle, forest, dense forest. So many dacoits used to be there. And they used to know astrology. They knew that a person with his servant is coming, and he was prime minister, and he has some golden coins with him. They wanted to kill him then and to take away the money. They pursued him and they brought him in the jungle in a very solitary place where the leader of the dacoits were there. They gave him very delicious food and very good weddings and everything. They respected so much. Sanatana Goswami was prime minister. He thought, why they are honoring me so much? There is some mystery. He called his servant and told, Ishan, have you anything with you? Yes. I have 6 golden coins. Oh, this is like date. At once given. He gets 6 coins. And he, Sanatana Goswami, gave it to the leader of the dacoits. He began to smile. He told, oh, Krishna has said to you and me both, if you have not given this money, this golden coins, I would have slaughtered you. Oh, there is something. One coin is more with your servant, I know, by astrology. But no harm. What he wants? He told that I want to go to Vrindavan to become a monk. He should help me, take me out of the forest and take me in the way of Vrindavan. He was so much pleased and he gave a person to guide him. When they crossed the forest, Sanatana Goswami told his servant, Ishan, have you anything more? he told me, one golden coin will give me. Oh, you are so much attracted to this golden coin. He told, not for me, but for you. But Sanatana Goswami told that I don't want. You believe in this golden coin, but not in Krishna and God. I don't want any. Send to you. With golden coin, you should go to your home, return. You are not qualified to be with me. See, when we go to do bhajan, we jama karte hain, deposit so much money in bank. Is whether I am renounce order or brahmachari or grihastha. Grihastha may have something. But those who have given up everything, if they are collecting money, it is against bhakti. They have no faith on Krishna. So we must have faith. Sanatana Goswami told that person that go from here, go to your home with this money. He gave up that money also, and along being a prime minister, he was in Varna and told cloth. When he went to Benares, Kashi, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this fact. He had once called by anyone, oh, go on the door there is a saint, Vaishnav, call him. The person went there and saw that there is a Muslim fakir was there, having so much dress and so much long hair, worn and torn, very wretched condition. He returned and told that I have not seen any bhakta or any Vaishnava. Oh no, you should go and call anyone who is standing there. Then he went and called. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after him. Then he saw, yes, they are coming. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. And he embraced Sanatana Goswami. In that very stage, Sanatana Goswami was running here and there. Don't touch me, Prabhu, don't touch me. I am Muhammadan, I am a rotten person, I have no bhakti at all. Be pleased to me, don't touch, otherwise you will be impure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, waiting tall, I am touching you to be pure. I am not pure, but you are pure. This is the etiquette of Vaishnavas. We should behave like this to any Vaishnav. Oh, I don't want to see him. Don't go to him. You should not behave like this. If a man is chanting Hare Krishna one time a day, even he should be honored. And if he is always chanting, we should do satsang, pranam and honor. And if any Uttam Vaishnava like Sanatana Goswami, we should give ourselves in the lotus feet and offer him, I am your ever servant. Serve him by body, mind, soul and everything. Then bhakti can come, otherwise not come. If he hates Vaishnava, he dishonors Vaishnava. Whether he is not so qualified Vaishnava, if he is yet in Kanishka Vaishnava, but he should be honored. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling himself being Krishna. Supreme personality of God is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Himself, he is showing the culture of Vaishnava. how a Vaishnava should be. He is himself telling that I am touching you, embracing you for my purification. At last he embraced him. They both fell down on the earth, telling Krishna, Krishna, and rolling down on the earth. When it was subsided, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking towards Sanatana Goswami. Don't close your eyes. Shut up your eyes. Don't give chance to sleep. Again, why he was looking? His clothes were worn and torn, so wretched condition, maila,
dirty.
Even he has a very good shawl here. In the way his brother-in-law gave it, he did not want to take it, but yet he forcibly gave it. So it was on his shoulders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looking. Sanatana Goswami was so buddhimu, wise. He at once went to Ganges Ghat. He saved him like us, having this choti, indication for Golok Vrindavan. A belt for box dogs here. Anyone can shoot a dog. So this is like this. Jump cannot come. Tail cannot come. So there was a beggar. He has worn and twin pills. It is called in Indian language Gudari. Worn torn. Sanatana Goswami told him, oh, I want that. You should be merciful to me. Change my this shawl with your own and torn cloth. Oh, you are joking me? At the same time, Sanatana Goswami gave his shawl and two worn and torn and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased. If you want to do bhajan, anna bhilashita sunnam, like this is anna bhilashita sunnam. Understand? Only Krishna prem is there, love is there. It is wealth. Bhakti is wealth. By this Krishna can be controlled, then it will be uttama bhakti. Otherwise not uttama bhakti. We tell to give consolation or enthusiasm. It is right? To courage. So that he may not be discouraged. So we tell, oh, you are very good, bona fide Vaishnava. But this is to encourage him. Actually not. What is the definition of sadhak? What is the definition? Can you tell? Anyone? Utpanna ratayah. All definitions have been given in Bhaktivinoda Samhita. Everything. If you are not reading and understanding, so bhakti will not come. Pure love, affection to Krishna cannot come. And you cannot read yourself and understand. You will have to go and read all these things with a very chest, qualified, rashi tattva vaishnava. Otherwise, we cannot follow. Rupa Goswami is telling, we are not all sadhak. We have not still come in the category of utpanna rataya samnat. Utpanna rataya samnat. The meaning is this, is that he has a rati towards Krishna. First impression of prem, prema bhava, that is bhava, mood. has come in his heart. But still, suffering sorrows may come. There is some little karma fall. The fruit of karma is there. But he is very soon being qualified to see Krishna, to meet Krishna. Like Vindamangala Thakur. Difficulties will come. Sometimes animals die. So many ropes may come. Some mental problems may come. But they will not affect that person who has some rati. Coming down from the Golok Vrindavan, from any one of the associates of Krishna, whether it is coming from father, mother, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, or coming from Siddham Subal, friends, or gopis, it will come. Electricity is not here. It comes from any station, powerhouse, and if you don't pull it,
connect,
electricity will not come. The bulbs will not give light. So Rati is not here in this world. It comes from Golok Vrindavan. And if you do bhajan as he has indicated, then that pure bhakti ras in a form of rati becomes. And this is called bhav. When we are doing any sadhan by this body, mind, soul, and that rati is there, there are some anarths. There may be that there is namaparat, dhamaparat, sevaparat. Dhamaparat means? Offense towards name, offense towards dham, offense towards Vaishnavas. Some very little. And he tries for prem or bhav. Then he sadhas. Agar not sadhas. Which would be ready for being a sadhan, real sadhan. I have told you that karma is essential. Activities for life, living life, is essential for all. We cannot be swept without taking air, without taking water, without taking any food. So we must try for that. We'll have to do. But we should not do anything which is opportunity bhakti, and it will cover I'm giving instance, then you can understand it. In India, there are so many kings, so many rishis and maharshis, very qualified. Some were yogis. You know the name of Sidi Maharaj. Perhaps you know. That was one. Sidi Maharaj. Was a good person. He was so merciful to all. Always speaking truth, never telling lies, doing hitaishikar, parupakar. Welfare for others. Always doing. Once Indra feared from him that he will take my position. to himself, to some goddess with him. He became Baj Pakshi,
eagle,
and another became
pigeon.
Pigeon was flying and eagle was pursuing. At last, pigeon came in the life of that rishi, and he was so much breathing. He was so fearful. In the meantime, that eagle came and told Maharshi, "Why you are taking my food? I am so hungry. Otherwise, I will die if you will not give me. This is my food." And pigeon was telling, "Save me, save me." The Maharshi told that, "I will save you." And he told to eagle that, "I will never return this. You can take anything in spite of that." He told that, "I am so hungry that I may die. So I want any food at once. So give a place from your body in wet to that pigeon. Understand?" Then king told that, "Yes." And he cut up his ear and gave so much place, more wet than that pigeon. Then eagle told that it should be wetted. And when it wetted, his place was up. That is, it was less in length. He told that more should be given. He gave his whole leg, but yet less. He gave his feet and hands he gave, but even less. He sat on the waist. Take me. At once Ind appeared and told, "Something benediction you want, I will give you. What you will ask, I will give you." He told him, "Don't take examination like this. I know that you are in. Here, he did so much, but no connection of bhakti. Not for Krishna, not for Krishna. Associate, there was no, not a very little gandha, a smell of bhakti there. So he may well go to swarga and again come. Maybe hog or anything. If a man is chanting one name, it is more than that. If it is even not pure man, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it is so many times more than that person. That can cover our bhakti. So we should not be like this. Oh, I am feeling alone, I should marry. Why you are marrying? For Krishna or for your happiness? You should try to think it. And then marry, no harm. Like Pandavas married Draupadi, you can marry, no harm. But see, whether I am marrying for Krishna pleasure or not. Anything you do, do for Krishna. Anything. With a relation with Krishna. So when we are in lower degree of bhakti, it is called Aroshiddha Bhakti. Aroshiddha Bhakti in Sanskrit name, I don't know in English name. Aroshiddha Bhakti. There is no bhakti, But we see that, oh, we are making garden or anything, patram, uspam, jat karosi, jadashnasi, jat juhosi, jadasi tat, tat onteyakur, tat kurushramadar. You are doing anything and the fruit should be given to Krishna. This is lower degree of bhakti, very little. What you are doing for you, but you are getting to offering to Krishna. But if you are of Krishna and doing all for Krishna, it is so much better. There is difference so much. We should try to know these things, realize these things. To do for Krishna and to give something, what we are doing, something to Krishna, so much different. If I am becoming of Krishna, I am of Krishna. I have offered myself in the Lord's feet of Krishna, I am his servant. If you are doing anything, you will do for Krishna. And if you are doing something, you have a very good garden. There are so many mangoes, so many apples, so many things. Take a basket of fruits and offer to Krishna. It is good. But if you have offered your everything to Krishna, and then that garden is of Krishna, I am the servant of Krishna, I am taking it for Krishna, then everything is okay. This is called bhakti. Try to understand the principles of, fundamental principles of bhakti. Then no time you will be pure Vaishnava. It is not so hard, very easy to be Krishna. Sometimes Sangha Siddha. What is Sangha Siddha? To be virtuous, to speak truth, to do welfare for others, these are certainly very good qualities. But if they are connected with Krishna, then they are bhakti, otherwise they are not bhakti. You cannot speak truth in any way. Why? If I am telling to Dr. Maharaj, Doctor, that what is your name? He will tell his name, but his name is Kalpanik. It is not the name of this body, other the name of soul. Father, mother has given, kept anything. I will ask that, who is the owner of this house? Who is the owner of this house? Kishan. But actually Kishan is not owner. He is not owner. His body is not of his own. Krishna has given wisdom, anything, money, Krishna has given. He will die after 1,000 years or 5,000 years, but he will die. Then who will be the owner of this house? Government has made it and given, taking some sum. So anything we speak in this world is not true. When we'll realize that I am this Atma, then we will realize. And then we will see that we are eternal servant of Krishna, God. And he is eternal God Master. Then we can do anything. And it is the earth. It is now more than half hour. So a Kirtan will be done. Munindra Vinda Bandhute. Bhakti, I've explained Sangha Siddha and Arop Siddha. Mixing. But now to chant to remember, to do kirtan, to hear the pastimes of Krishna, to hear the pastimes of real Rishi Vaishnav, to worship, to serve. All these are nine: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Aranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Sakhasam. Any of the nine, or any of the 64 kinds of bhakti relating to Krishna, for Krishna, or for his associates. Anything related to Krishna, if he will do by mind, by soul, or by these activities, five indriyas, senses, it will be bhakti. But it should be done for Krishna, or for any link to be there with Krishna, then it will be bhakti. Like you are pouring water into a plant, it will be bhakti. Direct not to Krishna, but it will take you to Krishna. Because Brinda has two shapes. One Sakhi shape and another plant. Like Krishna has two shapes. One Salagram and another Krishna himself. So it is very easy to have Tulasi, and if we plant Tulasi, we do parikrama of Tulasi, a spirit will come here to serve Krishna. To serve Gurudev, what is this? This is not serving of Krishna. It seems from outside. But to serve Krishna is bhakti. Why? By serving of that Gurudev, he will tell you Harikatha, he will have his mercy, and you will go to Krishna. Without Guru, you cannot go. So it is essential. So all the 64 kinds of bhakti, any of one will lead us to Krishna bhakti. You know Sanatana Goswami, I told about him. He met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to ask you some questions. And he told, yes, you can ask any question you like. He asked the first question, who am I? Why am I happy in this world? And how can I be happy forever? Try to understand this question. Who am I? Why you are in distress? Those who have taken birth, they'll have to die tomorrow or day after tomorrow, or in some years, or up to 100 years, 1,000 years, you will have to die. You will have to be old. There are so many rogues, diseases, so many things. So we are here, unhappy in this world. Even there is no money problem, you are so strong, healthy. You are the Prime Minister of England or India. Even anyone can shoot you at any time. In India, so many things. In America, so many things. So money cannot solve our any problem, but it will make so many problems. But yet we are following money. We think that money can save us. Money can help us. Money can give happiness, but it is not quite true. You can see, Ask your forefather, father, who I have become so old of 100 years. You are happy? He will tell, I am not happy. Why? This world has been made from all these things. So, here anyone cannot be happy. Only will be happy if anyone chants Krishna. Willingly, unwillingly. No question. If you chant, you will be happy. Why Krishna is merciful? He is omnipotent. He knows everything. He can help. He is powerful. He is so merciful. He can help. He knows how you can be happy. At first we have to know, who am I? This is the first question. If this question is not coming in our mind, then we are not man, human body, but we are like a wild animal. No difference between wild animals and myself. I know in slaughterhouses, so many cows or so many sea goats are gathered there and one by one taking in machine and giving. And getting some green grasses on their mouth nearby. And they are quarreling to taste only that grass. They are not knowing that I will have to digest just this moment. They don't know why they are going inside and not coming. But we can know.